Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Giving you the picture, the real big St. Louis sports picture. It's BK and Ferrario, live from the Car Shield studio on 101 ESPN.
The Blues are off to the best start in franchise history. 5-0 for the first time in the history of the St. Louis Blues. And with Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. We're talking it over via the Brown and Crippen Celebrity Line with former NHL coach Bruce Boudreaux joining the show. He is now an analyst with NHL Network. Bruce, we appreciate the time today. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Doing very well. So I wanted to get your kind of overall thoughts as a coach. If you were watching the Blues as somebody that was getting ready to go up against them, what's the biggest threat from this team? What is the most difficult thing about this team to prepare for as a coach?
I'll say the same thing I used to say when we did play the Blues. I'd say get ready for a man's game. In other words, it's going to be big. It's going to be physical. And you better win battles or you're not going to win the game. And that's how St. Louis has played when they won the Cup. That's how when they play when they're good. And they're obviously doing both of those things right now very, very well.
Bruce, you've been a head coach in the NHL since 2011, but you spent some time in Minnesota when you were there, and you've seen some really good St. Louis Blues hockey teams. But is this the deepest this group of forwards has been for the Blues that you can remember?
I think they're as deep as I've seen them before. I mean, they can throw four lines at you, and when you're talking about the players that are picking it up and you're not listing Tarasenko in the first breath, you know that they're deep, and I believe that they're going to be a team with a chip on their shoulder all year, and they're going to be tough to contend with.
Do you think that chip on the shoulder comes from a lot of media on the national perspective looking at St. Louis and saying, man, this is going to be an underperforming year for them?
No, I totally think the chip on the shoulder is because Craig Berube has told them probably during the course of the summer that we're not going to start out and have the first half of the season like we did last year where we're fighting till the last week to get in the playoffs. We're too good for that. We're not a bunch of underachievers, and we're going to go out and show them how the Stanley Cup team played. And I think that's how they're coming out and playing. Bennington's playing great. The defense is playing great. The forwards are getting scoring from everybody. Some of the young players that were just young players have grown up and have started really and are really playing well. And that's a great compliment to the scouting and staff and the GM of the St. Louis Blues.
Bruce, you mentioned that when you play against the Blues right now, it's a man's game. I felt like last year they kind of lost a little bit of their identity, and it felt like basically since the start of the bubble and all the way through the end of last year, it wasn't quite the same Blues hockey team that we had seen previously under Craig Berube in particular, but definitely under Ken Hitchcock as well. Did you feel that way, that they had lost their way a little bit in terms of their identity, and how, in your opinion, did they get it back, if so?
Well, I mean, they got it back because they weren't happy with the results that they had last year. A lot of these players still have memories of the Stanley Cup. So they got it back because they wanted to, and Stanley Cup champions usually have that determination. And, you know, I mean, to me, they played, I think it was 9 games like they're capable of playing, and they all happened to be against Minnesota last year. They played Minnesota like they always played. They were physical. They were big. They got the puck deep. They didn't turn the puck over, and they won the board battles. And they're doing that against everybody this year. And when you're doing that against everybody and you're getting great goaltending, you're a hard team to beat.
Bruce, you mentioned some of the younger players stepping up, and guys like Jake Neighbors, guys like Klim Kostin, even a Jordan Kyrou and Robert Thomas, they have stepped up in a massive role for this team. From a head coach's perspective, when do you know that a young player is ready for the big opportunity in the NHL?
It's not when you can. Like, I mean, you're there with them every day. I mean, you spend more time at the rink with your players than you do at home sometimes. And you just have the feeling. I mean, give you an example. I mean, I had Erickson Ek in Minnesota, and, you know, as a rookie, and then he'd play 10 minutes a game, and then he got up to 12 minutes a game, and then you started having faith in him, and he was playing 15 minutes a game, and then 17 minutes a game, and now he's, you know, playing up to 20 minutes a game. You know, the coaches have more and more faith in the player, and then they don't disappoint. And when they don't disappoint, they start playing them more.
Bruce Boudreau, former NHL coach with Anaheim, Washington, and Minnesota, joining us here on 101 ESPN, 2008 NHL Coach of the Year, and now serving as an analyst with NHL Network. Bruce, right now the Blues are dealing with some COVID issues, so Ryan O'Reilly is going to be out for the next 10 days, it sounds like, and they've been without Brandon Saad here for a little while as well, so they had to shuffle up the lines a little bit, and that meant pushing Braden Schenn up to the top line, and they took Bozak from the fourth line and moved him up to the second line. When you have two top six forwards that are out of the lineup, Bruce, how difficult is it to balance keeping some of those pairs together in your top six with, okay, maybe it's best for us to switch this thing up a little bit more? What goes into the decisions there when it comes to putting the lines together without two top six forwards?
You know, every team's got to go through it at some point in the year. I mean, you know, and nowadays too, it's not, you know, when you have a top line, it's usually you want to keep two players together, and the third guy is the guy that usually is in and out of that line. So, I mean, as long as they've got two guys that are the same, they can put one guy in. Like, I mean, Pittsburgh's done it. Vegas is doing it. There's so many teams that are hurting right now that are doing it. And I don't think it's a problem with St. Louis. They're just sitting there and going, okay, this is now more of a challenge for us, so let's get it going and let's get up. Let's get up for it. I don't think, you know, they've got a couple guys hurt, but you can't. I bet you can go through 27 out of the 32 teams that don't have a couple of their better players not playing sometimes. So to me, it's a non-issue. It's the next man up. Let's go play. I don't want to make a big thing of it because then and they're a team that can – you know, have all four lines that can score, so you don't want to make a point of the fact that, oh, if we're missing our two better players, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? So, I mean, it's they just accept it, and they're moving on, and they're probably not even talking about it in the room.
Bruce, the storyline coming into this season for the Blues was Vladimir Tarasenko, an offseason of uncertainty. He shows up at training camp. He looks healthy. The players say they're happy to have him here. And then these last few games, he has just gone off and looks like the Vladdy Tarasenko of old. From a coach's perspective, you know, Craig Berube has said all the right things when it comes to Vladdy. Is it still just about the business? And when Vladdy's out there performing like this, from a coach's mindset, do you kind of make a push a little of saying, hey, we need Vladdy here this season because he makes us a better team?
I think that goes without saying. I mean, I don't think there's things that happen that coaches would love the better players on their team all the time. And I'm sure Craig would love to have, you know, Vladdy there all the time. But privately, if he still wants out, and I mean, Doug is not going to make a move unless the move suits him and suits the St. Louis Blues. But Vladdy looks like he's playing a lot more happier than he was, say, last year and the year before. So who knows what's going to happen. But Craig's doing all the right things, saying all the right things. And, you know, and Vladdy's starting to come on being the player that we all know that he's capable of being.
Bruce, final one that I wanted to ask you about. In the other night, you did a phenomenal breakdown on NHL Network of the Las Vegas Golden Knights and their defensive struggles. When you look at the Blues defensively, whether it's on the blue line or just defensively as a whole, what sticks out to you about the way they play?
But they're tough to play against, and they don't give up second shots. I mean, you'll get the first shot, which is what Jordan's been stopping, but these guys are really good in front of the net, and they bring five guys back to the middle of the ice, and they make it very tough on the opposition, and like they win their battles. They're a very determined team, and when you're a very determined team, it goes a long way, and I think this team is going to be very good in the Central Division. Teams that were taking them lightly or thought that they would be just fighting for a playoff spot are rudely awakened by the fact of how good this team really is.
He spent 14 years as an NHL head coach. He was the 2008 NHL Coach of the Year. He is Bruce Boudreau joining us here on 101 ESPN. Bruce, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll talk with you again soon.
Sounds great. Have a great day, boys.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.